Godzilla, but it wasn't bad. It was good.
Yeah. And so what was your favorite act?
I would say Tame Impala or Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is there anyone that you discovered through the festival?
Not actually, no. I wish I did, but I didn't branch out too much.
Yeah. Is there anything that you didn't really like?
The mics were broken for more than, I think, 5 sets. I was like, oh. The first time there was a broken mic, I was like, okay. And it was always for the special guests, like Nicki Minaj. YG had a couple special guests with broken mics. Kid Cudi, his mic was off the whole set, so the music wasn't aligned with his mics, which made the whole set bad. And then Halsey, so it was more the mics that was the worst part.
And also Billie Eilish was late. And her was late as well.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So it's like, I agree with you. I haven't seen that in the previous year.
It was very unprofessional. You think if it happens once, it's like, let's fix it and move on. But I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Every day, a couple times it happens.
I agree, actually.
Take away the big shirts, the tattoos, the sweatpants and veins. Okay, I don't wear no makeup, no purse in my hands. My resting bitch face is mistaken for the mean girl. But what if I told you there's nothing I want more in this world than somebody who loves me naked? Someone who never asks for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, 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 naked. Yeah, 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 naked. Oh, yeah, yeah. Might be a bitch in the morning, so catch me at nighttime. Some of my friends think I'm moody, but I think I'm just fine. I could be pissed, but I act like I'm not. I really remember when I say I forgot. No matter how hard I try to run away from love, at the end of the night, I need somebody who loves me naked. Someone who never asks for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, 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 naked. Yeah, 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 naked. I need someone who loves me when I wake up, who thinks I'm beautiful when I'm looking fucked up. Love, am I asking too much? Someone who shoots for the stars, knowing nothing, I'm not good enough. I need somebody who loves me naked.
Who loves me naked.
Someone who never asks for love but knows how to take it.
Knows how to take
Are
it.
You that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked?
Touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe.
boy, you do something to me. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new that get me high like you do. Yeah. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new that get me high. It just won't stop. It goes bottom, boot up, beat it out of, boot up, and my heart goes bottom, boot up, beat it out of, it just won't stop. Gotta tell you what to do, yeah. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new that get me high like you do, yeah. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new that get me high like you do. Listen to my heart go ba-doo, boo-da, beat it out of, boot up, and my heart go bottom, boot up, beat it out of, it just won't stop, it go head over heels in love, right in front of you, I ain't gotta look no more, baby, I wanna build this love, and everything you own, you ain't gotta ask for, you got me boot up, boot up, boot up, boot up, till you're from the jump, I don't wanna choose you, got me boot up, boot up, boot up, boot up, grab me by the waist, baby, pull me closer. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new that get me high like you do. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new that get me high like you do. Listen to my heart go bottom, boot up, beat it out. It just won't stop, it go bottom, boot up, beat it out of, boot up, and my heart go bottom, boot up, beat it out of, it just won't stop, it go.
So after my first highlight of the day one, Janelle Monáe, we immediately jumped to the next artist that I was, oh my God, so excited to see. And she didn't disappoint. I'm talking about Ella May, a young British singer that I've been also listening to. I didn't know what to expect. I never saw her live. It's always a weird thing when you're looking, when you're excited about the artist, but you don't know how they're live. As most of the listeners of Give Me A Beat know, for me, it's all about people being able to perform live. So I'm always a little bit cautious until I see if they can do it. Now, Ella can definitely do it. Her songs, I mean, I first played the song Naked, which is like my favorite song from her latest album, self-titled debut album that was released in October 2018. And, you know, Naked is just amazing. The lyrics are so relatable. Yeah, it's just great. And you just heard the kid, Budab, who was also included in her EP in 2017, but then released piece as a part of the part of her debut album as well. Obviously, the album was actually quite successful in a UK, but even if people maybe didn't notice it in the beginning to the rest of the world, for me, when I heard first few songs, I knew that this is a kind of a music and artist that I anyway appreciate. And as I said, her live performance just confirmed it. And this made her actually the highlight of my day one and one of the highlights of the festival, which is the reason why I am playing it in tonight's show, in my tonight's Coachella review. Now, looking back and you could hear few kind of snippets or the short interviews that I did with some festival goers, and you will see really a difference actually in the sound of the interviews. As usual on the festival, if I manage to grab a really like quiet place, the interview is going to sound really, really good and amazing. And then you will hear the moment where me and the festival goers, we're just yelling and trying to understand each other because we are I'm doing an interview just next to the stage or something. So there is a lot of difference, but all my interviews are obviously understandable because I work hard to make them, you know, kind of the best possible version of what they can be. So you will be able to understand. So as you can hear from some of these interviews, there was actually a problem at this year's Coachella with the sound quality. Now, I've never experienced this at Coachella. I've been now, 7-8 years at Coachella, and maybe even more. I'm not really sure. And, you know, the sound system is usually impeccable. This year, there were lots of issues. The artists were late because of the sound not being really ready. Then usually the guest singers on most of the stages, but especially on the main stage, which is super weird because main stage is usually having an impeccable sound. Most of those kind of guest singers, you couldn't hear their voices. And in some cases, there was an obvious frustration, like when Nicki Minaj came out as a guest of Ariana Grande, she just was fuming because she couldn't hear herself and we couldn't hear anything. So I don't know what was happening, but hopefully this will be fixed. I've never experienced it before, and it seriously undermined my experience because I go to a festival anyways because of the music, and Coachella is a little bit more hipsterish and cool and mainstreamish. But nevertheless, the reason why I'm going there is not to hang around just on the fields and enjoy the vibe, which I definitely do, but also to hear some great quality music, especially because Coachella actually manages to bring always the best out of artists. So when the sound is really not good, it does disturb the experience. And that's another critic that I have this year, comparing to the lineup not being on the level that I'm used to. We'll see what will happen next year. If I decide to go to Coachella next year, I'm curious if they will improve these elements. Because what I've noticed over the years is that this is a kind of a festival where festival goers are really listened to and all the complaints are acknowledged. And usually year after year, things are improved, like more toilets, more water, doing this, doing that. So I do believe that it's quite possible that we will see an improvement already next year. In the meantime, you are listening to Give Me a Beat, Coachella Review. I'm playing all the female artists that I really, truly enjoyed. Actually, all the artists that I'm playing tonight are the highlights. And it's really, really funny because actually this year, all my highlights for every day were female artists. I mean, it's not always like that. You know, sometimes I actually had a highlight male artist. Of course, I would not play it in Give Me a Beat, but I would put it in my daily review on the Give Me a Beat Facebook page. But this year, I really just definitely every day I could choose the highlights, and they will be one or two females. Actually, I think two female per day. That was like normal thing. So let's continue. We're continuing with more interviews, LMA, and then jumping immediately to the next artist. Very excited to play that one in a bit as well.
My name is Hannah, and I am from California, Southern California.
Yeah, I'm Vanessa from Los Angeles.
So how do you like Coachella until now?
I like it a lot. It's my first time.
Okay.
It's slightly overwhelming and intense, but I feel like there's not many places where you can go and have so much to do at one time.
Okay. So you think it was worth it coming?
Yeah.
And do you think it will come back?
It's not necessarily on my agenda, but that's not to say I didn't have a good time this year.
Okay, yeah. Very good. And how about you?
So it's my third time at Coachella, so I know what to expect. It's still hectic, but it's still a lot of fun, and it's one of the few places you could just hang out with friends and not have to worry about much. Yeah.
It's actually true.
Yeah.
And what was your favorite act until now?
My favorite act... I really liked LMA. LMA. Really good. Cool. My turn.
How about you? Anything that you didn't like really strongly dislike?
The crowds, like losing your friends is sort of overwhelming.
Yeah, and then, you know, $9 coffee.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So I don't go shooting where I be. Cause you take the bullet trying to save me. Then I'm left to deal with making you bleed. And that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. A fool when I don't get it, and I'm steady bruising just to save this, but I tripped on your love, now I'm addicted, and that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it, like we be running them out and never make it, that's just too bitter for words, don't want to taste it, that's just too bitter for words, don't want to face it, but I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping, I've been sipping, that's how I control this feeling.
Don't you know I'm no good for you? I've learned to lose, you can't afford to. Tore my shirt to stop you bleeding, but nothing ever stops you leaving. Quiet when I'm coming home and I'm on my own. Like it like, say I like it like that, like it like.
Coachella until now.
Yeah, it's been good. Awesome. Yeah, we like it so much. Yeah.
Is it your first time?
Yes.
Okay. And did it fulfill all the expectations?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I would say we fulfilled all that we wanted to, and it's been
very good.
It's been a really good 2 days. Yeah. Third day so far. Yeah.
Okay, very good. And what was your favorite act until now?
I would say Griffin.
Yeah, Griffin was really good. I really liked Diplo.
Diplo's good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were very unique.
Yeah, but we were excited to see him.
And what are you looking forward to see?
Today? Churches. Churches. Yeah.
Very good. They're amazing live.
Billy.
What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Come here.
Say it, spit it out. What is it exactly? Your pain is the amount cleaning you out. Am I satisfactory? Today I'm thinking about the things that are deadly. The way I'm drinking you down, like I wanna drown, like I wanna end me. Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun. Bury a friend, I wanna end me. I wanna end me.
do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Listen.
Keep you in the dark. What had you expected? Me to make you my art and make you a star and get you connected. I'll meet you in the park. I'll be calm and collected. But we knew right from the start that you'd fall apart, cause I'm too expensive. Your talk would be something that shouldn't be said out loud. Honestly, I thought that I would be dead by now. Calling security, keeping my head held down. Bury the hatchet or bury your friend right now. The debt that I owe, gotta sell my soul. Cause I can't say no, no, I can't say no. Then my limbs are frozen, my eyes won't close. And I can't say no, I can't say no.
Careful.
Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
So excited that I'm able actually to bring the impression from this artist, from her gig. I was really excited to see Billie Eilish. I've seen her performing several things on TV, obviously. First time I heard her with Ocean Eyes, which was in 2016, so several years ago. And then because there were not so much music coming out except like few songs that I really love, I couldn't put the opinion about it except seeing interviews there and there. Nothing really meant anything until a few days before Coachella, a few weeks before Coachella, she released her debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? This album totally broke the internet. People were going crazy about this album, and for all the good reasons. It's an amazing debut album. This girl is 17. It's absolutely unbelievable that there is so much talent and that everything about her seems authentic and really kind of down to earth. And there is no over-sexualism image as the music and the cool girl, you know, that pretty much reminds me on the people that I used to hang around when I was her age. So everything about her is really was really promising. And then it came Coachella, and I was really excited to see her, and then she was late half an hour because of the technical issues, but we didn't know what is going on. But then a beautiful thing happened. I was standing in the crowd, me being, you know, few decades older than her, and I realized around me there were all the people of her age. There was this whole generation of young people standing and waiting for her and really, really excited to be there and hear her. And this was a beautiful feeling. I felt like, oh man, you know, this generation has a good taste. They're loving the artists. They should be loving. They should be listening. You know, it was a kind of revelation while I was looking at them, even though, you know, they were a little bit high and a little bit drunk and so on. But hey,